Well, hey, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series we're calling Kingdom Citizen. We're studying the Sermon on the Mount. And this past Sunday, we were in Matthew chapter 6, looking at not being anxious, right? Jesus, it's sort of a two-part sermon last week and this week. Last week was about specifically money and looking first to the Lord and trusting Him in the way that we handle our finances, not laying up treasure on earth, but laying up treasure in heaven. And then the next part is about Jesus saying, basically, don't worry. Don't worry about this life, and certainly don't worry about the material things of this life, the material necessities, food and clothing and where we're going to live. And Jesus says, look, those things, they'll be given to you. Rather, you should seek first the kingdom. And so he's speaking in verses 25 through 33, I think, again, specifically about, man, God is going to provide for you as far as food and clothing, but also generally not being anxious about our life. And I told our folks, I said, man, you know, in a culture that is as anxious as ours, anxiety is not something that is relegated to only those of us who are adults. I mean, it's skyrocketing. The rates are skyrocketing amongst Gen Z, right? Our preteens, teenagers, our young adults. That's kind of old news at this point in time, in the sense that I think everyone's aware of it, that is continuing to rise. And so I told our folks, in light of where we are as a culture, as a society, in light of the election this week and many people concerned about that, I just think this is such a timely word from the Lord, right? Don't be anxious. Do not be anxious, but rather trust the Lord. Seek first the kingdom. And so I broke it down into three points, basically, that we are to not be anxious, but rather we're to recognize the sovereignty of God generally and His care for us personally. And I love that Jesus gives us two very practical and today very, very still relevant examples or illustrations of this, these physical reminders of the spiritual realities. He says, look at the birds and look at the flowers, right? Look at the birds, look at the flowers. He's telling these people, he says, why are you worried about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat or drink? He says, look at the birds. Like, your Father provides for all of them. They don't reap or sow or gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father provides for all of them. I was looking this up this week. Birdingworld.com estimates there to be 100 billion birds in the world. And there was another article from the American Museum of Natural History they were citing that said somewhere between 200 and 400 billion birds in the world. I mean, hundreds of billions, way more than there are humans on the planet. And yet God provides for all of them. And Jesus says, your Heavenly Father cares about you way more than He cares about birds. And He talks about the flowers of the field. He says, look, the grass is here today and gone tomorrow, and yet God clothes them with these flowers more splendidly than He even clothed King Solomon. God cares about you way more than He cares about grass. And so recognize the sovereignty of God over all things, and yet His personal care for you. You are more valuable to God than birds and grass. Don't be anxious. Jesus also points us towards really the complete and total uselessness of anxiety. Recognize that it just doesn't do any good to worry. Jesus says, who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your span of life? Like, can you prolong your life by worrying? Actually, I mean, medically speaking, you're more likely to shorten it in a sense, right? It's damaging to your health. Worrying, I told our folks this, I said, I don't know of any positive effects of worrying. I know of a number of negative ones, right? Damages your health. It distorts reality. It causes you to fixate on the problem. And so God sort of gets pushed to the margins in a sense, and He seems in your mind very small while your problem seems so big. Like, it distorts reality. It causes sort of paralysis in a sense. You end up not doing anything because you're just so worried and so anxious. It takes away sleep. Like, there's just no positive effects of anxiety. It doesn't do any good. Jesus has recognized that. But He doesn't tell us just don't worry. He says, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom. And so I told our folks, look, put Jesus first in every area of your life. Put Jesus first in every area of your life and live for His kingdom and not your own. trust him that he's good and that he will provide. And I had the opportunity to share this story. It's a super, super cool, fun story from one of our folks. I had asked this couple just to share with me how God had provided over them for the years, because I knew they had some cool stories. And the wife had written back in an email. She said, you know, in the first year of our marriage, we had heard a sermon about keeping the Sabbath holy. And she said, we decided that on Sundays, we weren't going to do any financial transactions. You know, in the fast-paced, money-driven culture in which we live, she said it was just so easy for money and taxes and transfers of money to just sort of pervade every area of our life, to become all pervasive. And so we decided, you know what, on Sunday, as we go to church and as we come home as a family, we're just not going to do any money transactions. And that was a commitment they made to the Lord. And she said, it just so happened a few weeks later, we were looking to buy our first home. And she said the home of their choice came open, and the realtor reached out to them and said, hey, their offer was denied and countered on that Sunday. And, you know, the realtor reached out and said, I mean, we need to give these people a response. And husband and wife talked about it, and they said, you know what? They told the realtor, we're not going to respond to that today. We're going to wait, and we'll respond to it tomorrow because we've made this commitment to the Lord. And I paused and just told our folks, man, lean into, feel the tension of that moment, right? The anxiety that could stir up in that moment. The thoughts of, I don't know this realtor, but I'm sure there's maybe that idea of like, guys, are you crazy, right? This isn't the way the world works. And I mean, it's a 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year kind of culture we live in. We got to keep up or you're gonna miss out. I could imagine what was going on maybe in their hearts, right? The husband and the wife. And again, the anxieties, the worries that might start to spring up. And God, are you going to provide for us? And she said, an hour later, the realtor called back and said, you're never going to believe this, but the people who own the house have decided to accept your first offer, which was $5,000 less than the offer they received after that, because you guys are holding steady to a spiritual commitment that you've made. And it was just such a good example, this story, such a good illustration of seek first the kingdom, and God does provide. He is a good father. He is sovereign over all things. And no, things don't always work out the way that we would like them to, but he does provide for our needs. He cares for us personally, and he tells us, seek first the kingdom, and all these things that you need for life to be obedient to him will be given unto you. Let me pray for you. And then I want to encourage you to take time to pray for yourself. And also, I just want to say thanks for being with us today, and I hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Let me pray for you. Father, I do pray that we would trust you, Lord, in the midst of the season that we're in. Father, help us not to be anxious about our lives, God, about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, as Paul tells us in Philippians 4, to make known our requests to you, and that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding would guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Father, would you make that true of us and help us to trust you more and more, to lay down our anxieties and let it be replaced with the peace of Christ. I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Take time to pray now for yourself.